I'm here with Perkins Miller, the Senior Vice President of Digital Media for NBC Olympics. Welcome, Perkins.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's really interesting that you're here just because, I mean, this is a technology company and we're talking about Olympics right now. So what I actually find interesting is that someone like you is actually going to go up on the keynote stage tomorrow and talk about something. So why are you here? What are you going to talk about tomorrow?
Well, I think why I'm here is it's a change that NBC is undertaking between what the Olympics was like back in 1998 or 2002 when it was a singular platform. We were broadcasting on television to today, in 150 days from today, in fact, or tomorrow, at the start of the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. We'll put 2,200 hours live online on NBCOlympics.com. Wow. And to put that magnitude of content live online, we needed a partner who could help us bring that to bear. So the only natural partner for us to choose was Microsoft and Silverlight as the technology to help us deliver all that video.
So that's interesting. Why do you say that Silverlight was the only natural fit? I can think of some others off the top of my head. And why do you think Microsoft was the right person to, you know, take you into that frontier?
Well, we have a good relationship with Microsoft, with a relationship through MSNBC, and NBCSports.com is the sports channel of MSNBC. So we have a long relationship with Microsoft, and I think when we looked across the spectrum of partners, and you're right, there are other partners who could have helped us with the project, but the challenge is who could have done it as quickly and who could have done it as reliably and also brought the same creativity to bear. So as you looked at the Silverlight technology, the immersive side of it, the dynamic capabilities of the technology, and the ability for the technology to provide a great broadcast-like picture was incredibly important to us because we're, as a broadcast company, we're obliged, and our fans and our advertisers depend on us to deliver a quality video signal.
So what's so fascinating about this is the Olympics was this. It started off as this thing that you watched live, right? I mean, back in the day, right? You had to go to the Coliseum or whatever, and then it turned into a broadcast phenomenon, right? Everyone would tune in at weird hours of the night. And it's really cool that I think what you guys are getting is that you need to be in the interactive space, right? You need to start serving this content up through websites in the form of interactive content. How do you evolve your business to do that? Because, I mean, you are a broadcast company, but now you're turning more into an internet company.
Well, it's to reach the broad amount of consumers and reach them when they want to watch our sports and where they want to watch them from. So there was a time when there were three network television channels and everybody sat around one television in the living room. But today, you and I both have mobile devices in our pockets that can bring us live video. We both expect to be able to connect with our friends and connect to content when we want to, whenever we want to. So NBC had to react and change the way it did business in order to accommodate the demands of the users. So just as you and I want to be able to connect to the content, we need to be able to deliver the content on those platforms where you're going to be, when you want to watch it.
So tell me, what can I get off the website? Am I going to be able to watch streaming video, live streaming video? Or, I mean, it seems crazy. Like, you're going to have, 3,000-4,000 hours of video. How do you make that happen? Tell me about that stuff, because it seems like a daunting task to me to take Olympics live onto a website.
It's, terrifying, really. It's a tremendous amount of content. So to 2,200 hours live, 3,600 hours on demand, it requires really creative thinking around navigation. So how can you present this content to the user? How can you make sure someone like yourself may be a fan of team handball, rowing, and gymnastics? So we want to make it
right?
So we want to make sure that you can find that content easily and quickly and consume it at your leisure, how you want it, where you want it. So you'll go to NBCOlympics.com, which is going to launch in the 1st of May. And then as we ramp up to the games, that's about 100 days out at that point, we'll have Olympic trials coverage, which you'll be able to see live online, and then the games will come. And you'll go to NBCOlympics.com. You'll actually find a tremendous experience at the MSN.com portal, which will sort of introduce you to the Olympics, introduce a very broad audience to the Olympics. Then you'll come to NBCOlympics.com, click on any one of the video icons we'll have on the homepage or in the index page for video, and then dive right in.
So, and is it going to be a mix of live streaming stuff, and then are you going to archive some of this content too, so people who missed the Olympics obviously can come back and see this stuff? And the other question I have is this free?
Yes, well, a couple things to remember. One, Beijing is 12 hours away from the East Coast,
sure.
And 15 hours away from sort of the West Coast where we're sitting right now. So people are going to want to watch sort of they're going to need to watch when they're awake. And so when a sport may be going on at 2 p.m. in the afternoon in Beijing, it's 2 a.m. on the East Coast. So it's going to be hard for somebody to get engaged that time. So the ability to watch that on rewind is critical. And so we're going to package up that content, make it available on a clip basis day to day.
So from a technological perspective, how does this happen? Because you have, obviously you guys have the, you figured out how to get camera crews everywhere. I mean, you know how to film stuff, right?
Right.
How do you turn that film into internet video? Because that is actually a pretty tricky workflow, right? To finally get that content and turn it into something that you can stream, that you can share with people through the internet. So do you have an engineering team that does that? How does that part work?
We have a very experienced and deep engineering team on the video side. So in Beijing, China, we'll have a tremendously large operation. We'll have many hundreds of people on site overseeing a pretty sophisticated transcoding operation. And so we'll be bringing across the pond HD signals for our primetime broadcast, as well as about 40 different channels for the live streaming. And so we'll have a massive transcoding farm in Beijing, lots of circuits coming across the pond, landing in New York and a couple other data centers for distribution, and then circulating that out on mobile, on VOD for your cable set-top box, and on NBCOlympics.com.
Wow. So that's pretty crazy. So you actually said May 1st, was it, is when the site goes out?
Yep, May 1st. NBCOlympics.com is live today, but it's a small site dedicated to kind of core fans of these sports. So if you're a gymnastics fan or a team handball fan or rowing fan, you'll be able to go to the site today and kind of talk about the latest stories and build a community around that. But it's really only during the games when the big audience of America comes together to watch. And that's, we launch in May with NBCOlympics.com to give the site a little bit of time to find its legs, give the producers a little bit of time to start working their profiles, working up the statistics engines with our trials coverage, getting the video player in sync. So that's that 100 days or so in advance of the games is the critical kind of preparation period for us.
So you guys are totally in sort of work mode right now, I bet. It's probably a stressful time.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're in full operations. We have Microsoft as tremendous partners. We spent some time in Redmond. We have Schematic who's helping us in the build, and they're out of Atlanta. We have teams in Stanford and New York. We have a company in Italy called Delta Tray, which is helping us with a little bit of the site production build. And obviously, we have to spend some time in Beijing to make sure that we're ready. The place is ready. We get there and cover the games on August 8th.
So I've seen a bunch of the keynote stuff that's coming out tomorrow. I haven't seen what you are going to do personally. So I'm actually really excited to see what you're going to be showing up there tomorrow. So good luck tomorrow, and thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jeff.